everybody, and welcome back to the Waiting for Ascension podcast.
FWA.
Not WFA. You mess it up every time.
Every time.
Every time.
All right.
I'm your co-host, Michael. This is your other co-host,
Gavin. I'm Gavin. And today we got a special guest, Declan Schoonover. Is that how you say it?
Schoonover.
Schoonover? I've been saying it wrong this whole time, dude.
No, you know.
Schoonover.
Schoonover, yes, sir.
Schoonover's so, better, dude.
Declan is a local musician, and we're excited to have him on here. We're excited
pretty hyped about it.
To
your
get
first
into
guest.
The mind. Absolutely, yeah, first guest.
I really appreciate you guys asking me to come on. That's
absolutely
really cool. I've never done anything like this before.
Neither are we, so
yeah,
this is all new.
It's all new experiences.
Right on. Shit, new all around. I also want to give I noticed on the last podcast you guys were really watching your language.
Yeah.
I'm horrible at that, to
nah,
be
you're
honest.
You're good. Yeah,
okay,
good.
So I'm going to try my best, but I'm god awful at it. Gavin knows.
I was like, well, I mean, if it happens, it happens.
Yeah,
like,
I'll try.
We'll try and hold back.
I'll be careful.
All right, so y'all just want to jump right into it?
Yeah,
for sure.
All right, so we got some questions for Declan today. We're going to kind of go through a little interview, and then he's going to play some songs, so we're really, really hyped up for that. Yes, yes.
Your leg was, like, shaking. It was shaking.
You know what, Michael? Let me just shake, okay? All right, so first off, the first question that we have for you today, Declan, is, you know, who is Declan? Because these people listening today, they don't know who you are.
Yeah.
You fucking, nobody knows you.
Yeah, no one knows.
So, I mean, just, you know, kind of tell us about yourself. Like, tell us about who you are.
Right on. I've lived in Muskogee basically my entire life. My whole life. I was born in Texas. I'm Army brat. My father's a vet. I've had a wild life, dude. Like, parents split up when I was 7. So I've always, like, bounced back and forth, so that gave me this real, like, sense of, I guess, like, unsteadiness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I always needed an outlet, and that led me to music. So I became a musician at about 11 years old, started playing guitar. And I was thinking about it the other day. I've been playing guitar for a decade. Dude, 10 years. I don't feel...
10 exactly?
Yeah, I don't feel old enough to be like, yeah, I mean, I've been playing guitar for 10 years.
You're really good at it, too. He's really good.
I try. So, I mean... Declan is just music, man. Music is my entire persona.
I love that.
That's
dude.
My
Declan is
persona.
Music.
Yeah, that's my entire persona. Like, I mean, I have other hobbies and things I like to do. I'm not very good at them, but I have other stuff I like to do. But music has always been me. Like, I've always, like, excelled in music. That's been my one thing. In high school, I did band. I was a percussionist. And, I mean, dude, if that's the one thing I miss about high school. I don't miss high school at all. I miss marching band. Like, band
yeah.
was amazing.
Yeah.
What'd you play in band?
I was a percussionist.
Oh, you just said.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
so marching band.
Okay,
so I did, during marching season, I did drumline.
Drumline.
Yeah, and then during concert, you know, we all did different things. I did like auxiliary. I played bells. I played the marimba. I mean, all sorts of things, man. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm a roundabout musician. So.
Got it all.
Yeah, man.
So, now, like, nowadays, what all projects do you have going? What all, like, bands, music on your own?
As far as, like, projects, I am technically in two right now. My main project being Couch Naps. We have been a band for 3 years now. And, hell, man, yeah, we've been a band for 3 years. We started when I was a senior in high school. And we only have 3 songs released because... It's very expensive recording music. And
oh yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
It is.
It sucks, but
what's expensive is distributing.
Yeah, distributing it's not cheap either. And then I've just started up a new project with one of my really good buddies, Tyler Mitchum, called Sabretooth.
Okay.
And it's a punk project, and that's something that I'm really excited for because it's new for me, because I'm drumming in it. In every band I've been in, because I've been in quite a few bands when I was younger, I always did guitar or vocals, and on this one I get to do drums and backup vocals, which is a whole new thing for me. It's like rediscovering yourself as a musician.
Yeah.
When you have to, because I mean I am like the backbone, because it's just me and then it's Tyler. Tyler does guitar and vocals, and then I do drums, and I have to.
So you got to kind of lean on each other.
Yeah. I mean it's there's not a lot of room to hide, because I've been in a lot of bands where there's been you know 3 guitarists, 2 guitarists.
Yeah.
There's a wall of sound.
Yeah.
When it's just drums and guitar and vocals, there's not a lot of room for error. So that's it's really exciting and fun to have that whole new experience as a musician.
Okay.
Yeah. What's it called? Your roommate's problem still a thing? Is that still going on?
No, sadly.
No, y'all finally officially ended it?
It didn't. Nothing was official. It just, there wasn't really any drive, man. There was no drive. It just like
It just kind of fell off.
Exactly.
Y'all made some good music though.
I love the stuff. That was one of my favorite songs ever that I've recorded is with that band. But
so, how did you get into music? Like, what made you want to pick up a guitar in the first place?
So that's a really funny story. So I never really had interest in guitar, like, when I was younger. I was skateboarding all the time. Like, as a kid, that's all I did was skateboard and was outside. No, I loved music, but I was like, I could never play it because I was like, that's so out of my element. And I remember, I was talking with my sister about this last night. She had this guy she was dating, and his name was Zach. And he was, if you'll pardon my language, a major douchebag. I mean, dude was like, he turbo douche. But she, turbo douche to the max.
To the max.
To the max, dude. But she dated him, and he lived with us for a little bit. And I distinctly remember being 11 years old. It was the summer of, summer of 2010. We were hanging out in his room, or in their room, because they lived together in that room. And he was playing Smoke on the Water on guitar.
Everybody
who plays guitar knows it's the easiest song on the planet. And me being 11, I was like, dude, I wish I could do that. That's cool. And he was like, you can. And he literally one.
You can.
Yeah, one string, playing it on the E string. He showed me how to do it. And it was like, after that, I didn't want to do anything else. Like, after I learned how to do it, I was like, wow, I can do this. I did not put the guitar down since. I've been playing ever since. So I learned Smoke on the Water. It was my first song, just like every single other guy on the planet. It's either Smoke on the Water or Enter Sandman, and I was Smoke on the
Seven
Water.
Nation Army.
Oh, yeah.
That was me.
Everywhere, too.
Because I got a electric guitar from my uncle when I was, like, 12. I don't even know. I had it sitting around for, like, 3 years, and finally I was like, hey, with me and the two strings that are on here, I'm going to learn a song.
You're right on. See, like,
the two strings.
That's what's hilarious is, like, my dad was telling me he always wanted me to play guitar, but he didn't want to push me into it.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to play guitar, so he didn't want to, like, you know, live vicariously through me.
My mom and dad, they wanted me to learn how to play guitar, so they put me in, like, these group lessons. And so it was, like, a guy teaching a whole bunch of people how to play guitar. Oh, and it sucked
so much.
Yeah,
that sounds terrible.
And this guy had, like, such bad anger issues, and, like, people kept dropping their picks, like, inside, like, the body of the guitar.
Oh, my God.
And
then
he would
shake
get
it for 50 minutes trying to get it out.
He would get so mad, and, like, everyone hated it.
Jesus.
And so that's when my parents got me that guitar.
Yeah.
And so I kind of put it down. I'm like, that wasn't a fun experience.
Yeah.
And then they put me in at John Michael's. They put me in lessons there with a guy. And
who did you learn with?
Jared Breeding.
Really? Dude,
yeah.
Okay, so when I was about 13, I took lessons from Jared as well.
Yeah, dude, he is so amazing.
Oh, I love Jared.
Such an awesome
and
guy.
And Greg, his brother, was my percussionist instructor out of
okay,
high school.
Okay,
yeah.
Yeah, I have one of their, I have one of their King High.
Yeah.
There's a band who's
oh
in. I have their EP
yeah
in here in the car.
Dude, yeah, man, I forgot about King High. They were so good.
Oh, they were.
Oh, man.
But yeah, and so I took lessons with him up until maybe a year or two ago.
Yeah.
About 2 years ago, probably.
Is he still doing lessons, do you know?
Not that I know of. I know his mom got pretty sick, and so he moved to take care of her.
Damn, man. I'm never able to keep in touch with them.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Oh, man, they're awesome, dude. Both the Breeding Brothers.
Yeah, he gave me this, actually.
Hell yeah.
And so I took lessons with him forever, and that's how I like, fell in love with guitar and stuff, too. I guess it was one of those things for me. It was, like, it was kind of one of those, like, an outlet. Even if you didn't know why you were playing it or the meaning of why you were playing it, it's still there's something about playing music or even just listening to music that just lets you release things that
yeah
you didn't even know you had built up.
Yeah, you may not even process it. It's, like, under the surface.
Listening
type
back,
thing.
Like, oh, emotion.
Yeah,
exactly.
You just let it flow out.
Yeah. So, when you first got into music, did you ever think it would kind of, like, put you where you are now with being in bands and making solo music and releasing it? And
yeah, like, when
did you
got
think,
in,
did,
like,
did
you
think,
expect you'd end up where you are?
Yeah, did you think initially that this would, it would lead up to this?
Yeah, I do. I mean, when I was younger, once I picked up guitar and I started really playing it, I realized that, like, this is what I was going to do. I was like, yeah. I mean, and whether, because, like, I obviously have not made it as a musician yet. I'm still at a very local level, but
but you're still really good. I mean, I believe that you could get up there.
I mean, I appreciate it. And I've had a lot of people tell me that, and that's a really positive reinforcement right there, man, is that people believe that you can make it. And I've found that where it's like that old saying, I'm going to butcher it, obviously, but when you work hard, it's going to replace talent. Like, there are people who have natural talent, but they never do anything with it because they have natural talent. I've known multiple guitarists who could... You could put on a song on the radio, they could hear it 3 times, and they could play the song. I've never in my life been able to do anything like that, and those dudes are burnouts. They never do anything with it. And I mean, me, I've worked my ass off, and I put on one of the first local shows in Muskogee that I've seen that was a rock show that had a damn good turnout. Like, and that was just solely because I worked my butt off, dude. Like, I'd never put on a show like that. I'd never done anything like that. So when I was younger, yeah, definitely. Like, I was like, I'm going to do this, and all I know is I'm going to work and work and work until I get to the point where I want to be. And I'm still working to that. It's just everything has obviously been put on hold because of this awesome virus.
Yeah. This great, great blessing that's happened to us.
I'm loving it, dude. It's everything I've been working on just...
You know, another thing, I mean, like, talent's going to get you, you know, it's going to get you far, but it's also going to kind of get you stuck in a rut.
Because once something doesn't come naturally anymore, you'll
When you're working hard, you're working, you're getting better, and you're growing. You know, you're moving on. With talent, you're just like, hey, you know, if you're not working towards it, you're just going to stay in the same place.
If something comes naturally, and then that's something I've noticed is, like, if something comes naturally to people, and then they get to something that doesn't come naturally, it's like it blows their mind.
Yeah.
Or they kind of take for granted the things that do come naturally.
Exactly.
Like, for me, like, I've known people that could just pick up a guitar, I've never played it before, and just immediately they, like, latch onto it and they learn it. For me, it was like 3 years of lessons before I could play through a song that didn't just include G, C, and E minor.
Yeah, like commitment. Like, it just takes hard-ass work. And that's what I've noticed is that, like, work just really is what you have to do. You just have to work at it, man.
Right.
And also making connections.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't know people, or it's going to be hard to get.
Gotta be friendly in the industry.
Yeah.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, but y'all were supposed to have a show today, weren't you? The Couch Snaps?
What is
The Jamming in the Geek?
Yeah, man. We were supposed to have a show today. That show has been pushed back.
Has been rescheduled?
Yes, it has been rescheduled. Okay. Not canceled, but pushed back. There's no for sure date yet.
We will definitely let everybody know as soon as it does.
Yeah, absolutely. There's literally no shows coming up because of all of this. I will say, as far as Couch Naps go, there's no shows. Sabretooth, we have a live stream show. It is the 19th, it'll be on Facebook Live. So when I get a little bit more details about that, obviously I'll tell you guys.
You got a page set up right now?
Sabretooth. If you look up Sabretooth on Facebook, it should be one of the first ones to come up.
Yeah, just give me all your links you want us to put, and we'll put them in the description.
Yeah.
They can check them out.
Plug anything you want.
Right on.
It's plug session.
Hell yeah.
I'm here
so,
for plugs.
You recently dropped an EP on Spotify and YouTube. Anywhere else?
Oh, it's on everything.
Everything,
Spotify,
all
YouTube,
the platforms.
Apple, even like the really like obscure ones like Tidal. I mean, anything you can hear music.
It's on Tidal?
Yeah. Yeah, I distribute all my music through a service called DistroKid. Yeah, and I mean, that is something I would definitely, this is for any local musician, go through DistroKid. If you're going to distribute your music, DistroKid's the way to go. There's three different services through them. The one I use is $20 for a yearly subscription, and you have one band, they'll let you distribute music from one band, one under one name.
All right.
And
you get as many
songs as you want for the whole year.
Yeah.
And it's $20, and it'll distribute to Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music.
Yeah, definitely about
all these. Oh,
get
that. That's the move. It's the move.
Gavin's like over here taking notes.
Let me just type.
Teach
me your ways.
The EP you're talking about is my solo music. It's the acoustic stuff.
Yes.
That's the real.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Sad boy feelsy stuff.
Would you say that was like a huge outlet for you?
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes. Because for the last about 5 months have been. The first two of the last five were some of the hardest months of my entire life. I went through a lot of, I guess you could say, lifestyle changes. Had to cut off ties with somebody who I was very, very interlocked with, somebody who I had based my entire life around.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm not going to say names, go into too much detail. I don't want to throw them under the bus. That's not my intention. I'm not that kind of person. But
you definitely got a story out of it, though.
Yeah, I got a story, and I got, I think, some good songs.
Yeah, they're really great songs.
I appreciate that.
You already know Ivy's about to make me cry again.
That was the first song of yours I had heard. Gavin sent it to me at like 2 in the morning or something like that.
It's like,
one
dude,
day,
check this out.
And was like, yo, listen to this song.
Yeah, that's.
And I like listened to it. I'm like, oh yeah, like this guy has some talent. Like, this is pretty dope. I was like, because I didn't know really about all the local Muskogee like musicians.
There's a lot of locals here, man.
Yeah, and then one of my friends, Brandon from Blackout.
Yeah.
Was like telling me about like, you know, some of them and all that, and I was like, man, like, so like whenever he sent me that, I was like, man, we got a lot of really good talent
there's a lot of talent here. Also, shout out, go check out, if you're listening to this podcast, go check out Blackout. They are an amazing band. They're young
definitely
dudes. Work their ass off. I have never seen Such a Drive. It's awesome.
Yeah, they've got a lot of shows in a short period of time. Especially they had band member changes, and they just picked up where they left off.
They're working their ass off. They're on to big things, man.
Yeah, back when I was in the band for like 3 weeks and didn't do anything.
They're cool kids, man. They're cool kids.
Yeah.
All right, so guys, we're going to get to it. Declan's going to play some songs, and we'll be right back. All right, we're back, guys. And we're ready to hear some music. What's the first song you're gonna play, Declan?
The song is called Ivy. It's sad. It's very personal. I don't really feel like it needs a introduction. You guys will definitely get the message through the lyrics. So here goes.
What's the point in building houses?
to attack me like that, Declan. You have to give me my pills, man.
That's the acoustic version of that song.
The rock version,
the full band version's a little different because we have a second chorus and it comes in like really hard.
Yeah,
it still hits pretty hard in hard too.
Yeah.
I remember so at that show, dude. That was my first time hearing it, and that was just after my breakup. Of like a year and a half of no good stuff, but
yeah, I'm just gonna be totally candid. You think that's bad, dude?
Dude, yeah,
performing the song, and the person who I wrote the song about showing up to the show.
Oh my gosh!
I was like, oh shit,
for me, it was just like, oh dude, I'm in the middle of the greatest time of my life. I'm about to like cry because I was going up to MEPS the next day to swear in and stuff.
Yeah,
but shoot, I mean, did that give you some sort of justice that she was there?
Yeah.
That felt really good.
Oh yeah, and not in, because I don't feel like, because you know people write breakup songs, and they're really aggressive a lot of times.
That's not aggressive. I mean, no, it's just kind of telling it how it was.
Yeah, it's just me being honest. It's just me, because I'm gonna be honest. During that, I never got to express myself, and that's my fault. I never fucking stepped up to the plate. So I apologize. I never stepped up to the plate, and I never expressed myself.
Yeah.
And that's something that I grew up and learned and took the reins of my life and went, I need to admit about how I feel. I need to be honest. And that's why I was happy that the person was there and they got to hear it. But I also don't feel like they got the message. They don't understood the point of the song. All they heard was, oh, I got a breakup song wrote about me. So you listen to the lyrics, I'm not being
But at the same time, you didn't name drop or anything. So it's like, for me, this is my first time meeting you, so I have no clue what you're talking about.
Exactly.
So all I hear is just a song.
I don't even have a clue.
No,
I know Declan fairly well.
Exactly.
But,
and that's
why
I don't want them to be thrown under the bus. I don't want
yeah.
I mean, that's not the point of it at all.
No, the point is for me to express myself and tell a story about what happened.
Yeah, you're not trying to get all your fans to go on a witch hunt. You're just putting out your
emotions. I want that person to live their life. I want them to prosper. I want them but I want them to do it in their own element. I want them to grow.
So I mean, that definitely just gave you like a sense of closure, I guess say.
Oh yeah, definitely. It was a chance to actually say how I felt for once.
Yes.
And it felt good.
Man, there were so many lines in
that
song
too
that were like hitting me as well. Like the part where you were like, so something about like recollecting the thoughts or whatever, and then like reminding you of who you were.
That's really just because there was a lot of times where, like, you want to go out and you want to have a good time. You literally cannot bring yourself to do it. I literally just sat in my room and thought about how much I used to enjoy doing things, how much I used to go out, and I wasn't enjoying anything. I wasn't enjoying life.
Yeah.
I didn't have any fun writing that song. Writing that song was, I had to
painful
force
process.
Myself. Oh, yeah.
I can totally understand that, dude.
I had to completely force myself, but once, now I love playing it. I love performing it because it is, now the song being, hell, I wrote it 4 or 5 months ago. Is a reminder of who I was when I wrote the song.
Because
I'm not the same person I was 5 months ago.
Yeah,
I have grown. I've grown so much, and I feel like I'm so much more.
Don't look like a hobo anymore.
Literally, yeah, dude. Like, I'm taking care of myself now. Like, yeah, I really wasn't. I'd given up. Like, and that's terrifying to think about. But I had really just checked out, man. And I was not.
Well, we're really, you know, you're back in a good place, and we're really glad for that.
And
for sure.
I'm glad, man. And it's really cool to be able to like see my progress.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. All right. What else you got for us?
I'm gonna switch it up a little bit, and I'm going to do a song. It's kind of a cover, I guess
you
could
say.
You
need to
tune up. Let me see. I think that's good.
That sounds good.
This is a uke song. It wasn't originally on uke. This song was actually originally pretty heavy. It's tuned in, for anybody who knows guitar stuff, it's tuned in drop C, and it was for the band you mentioned earlier, Your Roommate's Problem. And the song is called That's My Bad. I wrote this song when I was 17, and this is a callback to...
And you're 21 right now?
21 now, yeah. That was in... this song is definitely how a 17-year-old writes about being pissed at a chick. And I think it's hilarious because to this day, I don't think the girl who I wrote it about has any idea. Because she told me when the song dropped, she was like, wow, that song is really good. And I was like, hey, thanks. I was like, fuck, yeah, that's about you. I'm not going to tell you
like,
that.
That's,
and if she does, maybe I'm, but like, I don't have any hard feelings for that chick at all now. Like, I mean, I haven't seen her in years. I'm actually still really good friends with her family, which is funny. But yeah, this song is called That's My Bad.
Yeah, and when you get connected to the family, dude, it's hard to move past that. You're like, hey,
It's awkward. So I'm like, oh, God,
what
dude,
are you doing at my Thanksgiving?
Yeah, like, get out of here, dude. I'm hanging out with your family. Can you leave?
I'm like, pretty
good
friends.
Can you, like, go to the mall?
Yeah, like,
I'm pretty good friends with, like, one of my ex-girlfriend's moms because I work with her. And so it's like, I'll have, like, long conversations with her.
Yeah, like, it's like, I'm, this chick, I'm her dad's cool as hell. I hang out with him. Like,
yeah.
Literally, like, since I'm 21 now, like, I'll meet him, see him at the bar. I'm like, yeah, how's it going, bro? Like, it's goofy. But, yeah, this song is called That's My Bad. This sounds super different on Uke, but if you guys want to hear the original version, it's on YouTube. So
yeah, we'll set up the links.
Right on.
All right, let's go.
Driving by your old apartment, wishing you were there, or even that you care. You're not being fair, and I wish I knew what the hell to do when it comes to you. Tell me, how did it feel? Found out his love wasn't real. You don't care how I feel. And since you didn't stay, all I do is lay here and decay. I'll remember the day you got up and walked away. Why'd you have to walk away from me? Like, it's in a really positive key, but you can, I love it because you can tell, and I wanted to play those two songs like that, because you can tell the contrast of, like, when you're 17 and you're writing about a chick, and, like, you're just, I was just pissed. Like, those lyrics are so mad. They're so bitter.
Choking, I mean, it's still on a really good song. Dying in bed.
Like, it's literally, like, it's so bitter, and I was, like, it's kind of, like, cringy to a point, because I'm, like, damn, like, I was really that mad at this chick, and I didn't even date this girl. Like, I was just, like, I just had, like, this connection with her that I felt. And, like, the other song that I wrote, the first one, is about a girl who, I mean, I was with this girl for almost 2 years. Mm. And I think that's, like, a really cool contrast is, like, between when you actually fall in love with somebody and you realize that, like, oh, we're better separate.
Yeah.
And then, as opposed to being 17, and you almost feel like you have, because at a young age, when you have a crush or you like somebody, there's a level of possession that gets to it a bit. And that's really unhealthy. And I think I like to still play that song and remind myself, like, to never feel that way about somebody again. Because, like, people aren't required to stay with you. People are not required.
Yeah.
That's not their job. And that's something that I've grown to learn is that, like, people aren't required to stay around. And also, you're not required to stay around. If you need to leave or you need to leave a situation for your own mental health, at the end of the day, you are all you have. And that's what I had to tell myself. At the end of the day, I was all I had. That chick was all she had. She had to leave, and that's fine. I just didn't feel that way at 17.
Yeah.
So I wrote a pissy song about it.
I kind of, like, had to come to that realization, that point, too, where you realize, like, you can't walk the your significant other's road for them.
No. Yeah.
You have to walk down your path, let them walk down your path, and hope that they're walking, like, the paths are parallel.
Yeah, and if they're not.
But if it starts going in a different direction, you just have to accept the fact that their life,
mad about it.
Their life is taking there somewhere else, or your life's taking you somewhere else.
And being mad is just going to prolong it.
Yeah, and you just have to, you know, be like, listen, I love you. I just can't continue to give you love.
Yeah.
Just can't continue to.
Like, and that's just how it is, man.
Yeah, I understand that. All right, guys, we'll be right back. All right, we're back, and we got one more song.
Yeah, one more.
Awesome.
This is your last time you're gonna get to hear Declan, unless you go check out his stuff.
Which, you know, I wouldn't hold it against you if you did. This song is the second song that Couchnaps ever wrote, way back in the day. It's not very hard, but like it holds a really special place.
It's a good song.
Thank you. It's really simple, but I love it. I love it a lot. And it was my first experience with extended chords and like really experimenting with just weird sounds.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it definitely has a different vibe that I've never really like kind of felt before. And I was like, hey, dude, this is, you know, I heard it back in like early ninth grade. Cause
yeah. So it was like 2017.
Yeah, one of James's old exes, you know, she and me, we were good friends at the time. She was like, hey, you know, my boyfriend has a band. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And she was like, yeah, they're called the Couchnaps. Check them out. So I was like, I looked it up and I was like, dude, this stuff is straight fire. And then I met Severin, and then Severin had to introduce me because I was talking to him. And I was like, hey, dude, listen to this band one day in the car on YouTube. And he's like, dude, it's Declan. I was like, who? And he's like, Declan. I was like,
sounds
what?
Exactly like something Severin would say. So I mean, not like, explain now any I'm of
just
it.
Inside of this like whole other world, and it's just a really amazing place. Oh, yeah. And you know, these are really amazing people, and I'm just really glad that, you know, I've got to, you know, become friends with the band. You even taught me some of the songs.
Yeah, man.
I mean, like,
yeah,
it's just real great. Yeah, and so, I mean, let's go.
To me, it's just all stuff I wrote. It's just me. Like, it's weird.
It's
just
Declan.
Literally, that's a wild experience to have, like, never met people and them come up and be like, dude, I love this song. I've had that happen to me before. Like when I worked at Earthbound, I had people come and be like, hey, you're in the Couchnaps. And I was like, holy crap. Like,
you worked at Earthbound. You literally had the type of guy that worked at Earthbound.
I worked at Earthbound for 10 months, man. Dude. Yeah, I miss it, dude. I miss it. But
It's a cool vibe.
Oh, it's an amazing company. Earthbound Trading Co. is an amazing company. Oh, I recommend it.
So how long has Couchnaps been together?
God, I might have already said this. 3 years.
3 years? Okay.
Yeah, we're not the original trio. It was me, James, and one of our other buddies. Kind of creative differences and things.
Okay.
He ended up leaving. He wanted to focus more on school and things like that.
I don't
hold it against him. I love him. So we have another buddy who plays drums, and we always make this joke that like, oh, he's not the actual drummer. But then when we brought him in, we were like, yo, you're just filling in. Like, we're just messing with him. And we, to this day, we're still like, yeah, we're still looking for a permanent drummer. Just to give him a so he's literally played
later.
He's literally played every single show with us, and we're just like, yeah, maybe one day we'll find a real drummer. But love you, Matt. This song is called 918.
Put me through.
sick.
That was really great.
Thank you.
And I don't know. I definitely like it as a band, but I mean, the acoustic works too, dude.
Yeah, I figure you guys probably have never really heard that acoustic. Yeah, I like it a lot on acoustic. The funny story about that song is the reason it's called 918 is because of the area code for Muskogee. And me, James, and Matt, actually, me, James, and the OG drummer, we originally wrote the song. We all had kind of came up with this plan that when we graduated, which never happened, which I kind of wonder what would have happened if it had. We kind of all just made this ragtag plan that we were going to move to California. Like, after they graduated, we're going to say, screw it, we're going to move to California. And 918 being those chords, we wrote a sister song to it that we've only played live once.
What?
Yeah, and we played it live at the show. It's called 562. 562 being the area code for Huntington Beach, California. And it's the same chord structure, just in a different key. So it's...
Yeah, I think I got a recording of that. Big.
Yeah, it's you know, I do like the tapping stuff. And that one is like still probably one of my favorite songs to perform, like when just we play it, like even just solo, because it reminds me of how close all of us got as friends when we first made the band.
That's really hard. Like, that's hard tugging.
I realized at that time, like, we were interlocked. Like, even if Couch Naps didn't last forever, I was going to remember it forever.
You're forever. Like, that's my kind of thing when I'm making my music or with this podcast or just anything I'm doing. For me, it's just like, you know, I've left my mark. You know, no matter if it's a huge mark, if only 100 people are ever going to listen, I've left a mark.
Yeah.
You know? And that's kind of how y'all are doing. Your off mark is a much bigger mark, and it's, you know, it's literally getting to people in ways that I hope that one day I can. But y'all guys are just doing amazing things, and I'm really excited to look what's coming forward with
Thank
y'all.
You. I really appreciate that. It's just
especially
crazy.
You, Declan, man. Your stuff popping off, dude.
I'm trying. It's a lot of work, great, man. Dude. I'm running myself off. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, if you're okay with it, like, I wanted to ask first.
What you're referring to is the festival.
Yeah.
So, that festival has been canceled.
Oh no!
I didn't really want to talk about it a lot because, yeah, the Couch Naps, we were really excited about that.
Yeah, I was excited too, dude.
Due to the coronavirus, the COVID-19 thing.
So that's not going to be rescheduled.
It was not rescheduled. It was completely scrapped.
Some other time, dude. Y'all are going to get it next time.
I'm hoping.
If you want to fill them in or just leave it a mystery.
So what had happened was Couch Naps. About 3-4 months ago, hell, I mean, actually farther back than that because I was still with the person who I was talking about earlier, I had sent in an application for Couch Naps to play at this pretty large festival in Oklahoma City. It was a shot in the dark because I was like, hey, you know, I don't have anything to lose and everything to gain. So I sent an application in, and I hadn't heard anything for months. I was like, yeah, they didn't pick us. Well, we got an email saying that we had been selected to play the festival, and we were hyped. We were static. I mean, we were getting everything ready, getting our set ready, and due to the coronavirus and everything, the festival had been completely canceled. I mean,
sucks,
not even rescheduled.
Dude.
Yeah, and that really was
At least we still got the jamming and the geek.
Yeah. I mean, at least we still have, like, one show going on. And that's another thing cool. I'm going to go ahead and plug this too. Sabretooth, our first actual show in person, is going to be in the OKC scene, which that's huge right there. My band, the punk band, our first show being Oklahoma City. That's nuts to me. Like,
y'all definitely gonna have to make it up there. Well, that's another thing we want to do. We want to maybe have, like, you and Tyler back, you know, after we go to see a show, you know, have y'all both back, talk about the show.
I'd be down,
that's
man.
Definitely something we want to do.
And in that case, I didn't perform any Sabretooth songs or anything since I'm the drummer and I do, like, little back stuff. But there's one song that I sing fully on that, and I mean, Ty could come and we could do a little set for you guys too.
Yeah, I mean, definitely something to look
That'd
forward to
awesome.
In the future.
Yeah, and actually, Sabretooth, I'm gonna go ahead and just throw this out there because I haven't really announced it yet, but screw it. Sabretooth just recorded our first single, yeah, and it's not out yet. It's been distributed through DistroKid, so I'd say probably about a week, probably by the time this podcast drops.
Yeah, if it comes out by the time this drops, the links will be in the description.
I'll definitely make sure
people check it out.
Everything, you know, Spotify, YouTube, Apple, I mean, all of it. And I'm really excited for that. That is one of the... This song took work, man. I mean, holy shit.
Had to put it in.
7 hours of recording straight. We started... Man. We didn't get to start until midnight. We got out to the spot, like, literally where we go
I remember seeing that.
Where we... Yeah, there's pictures on my social media where you go to record. this little RV out in the middle of nowhere, dude. It's nuts. Like, this RV in the dude's...
Most likely get slaughtered out there.
It was crazy, man. And we're out there. We get out there at midnight. We're in the middle of the woods. It's dark. I was like, oh, we're gonna die. We're gonna get killed. But it'll be worth it. It'll be cool. Cool story.
Just instant death.
Yeah. And from midnight to 7 a.m., we work on getting the song done.
It's like Breaking Bad, but you're cooking up hits instead.
Yeah, literally, hits instead of
Great
that.
Job, Michael, great job.
Yeah, oh man, it was nuts.
So, I mean, definitely, like, you know, is there anything else we can look forward for me coming up?
I've been working on a lot of acoustic stuff. There's, as far as, like, my other projects, those are jobs to a sense, so I feel... the need to constantly be working and to constantly try to put stuff out for people.
Yeah.
As far as my solo stuff, I never guarantee anything because that is my, like, pursuit of passion. So, like, if I'm getting really...
It can take a while.
Exactly. I mean, I released a 3-song EP. It took me a couple months because I wanted it to be very raw. I wanted it to... Yeah. That's one of my few outlets where I can just throw myself out there.
Yeah, I get that. Sometimes when I'm writing my music, it's like, you know, I can make a song in like 20 minutes and I'll get it out. And people are like, hey, I love that. And then, you know, another one will take me, like the one I just released called Amelia Song, that took me 3 years.
Yeah.
Like 3 years, you know, there's multiple different people and memories included in emotions, you know, like it just, it's just something, you know, you work at your own pace. And
yeah, like there's some stuff from my, like, that I've never released. You know, one day I may. But really personal stuff from like way back that I wrote. And I'm still go back and I revise some of that stuff this day. I have probably got about 14 to 15 acoustic songs that are unreleased that are completely raw that I'm sitting on.
You're just sitting on?
Yeah, because I mean.
Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to anything you drop, dude.
Any song that is based on a personal experience or like a story of something that you've been through is a song that was made over a long period of time. Yeah. So it's kind of like, it makes you wonder what songs you're writing right now.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Through life experiences, through just living. Yeah.
I had a podcast and Michael got a big head. So it broke apart. Let's hope not.
Yeah. So is there any, you know, being in multiple bands and then doing your own like solo stuff, is there any jealousy between bands or... Because I remember talking with someone who had been in a lot of bands and stuff, and they say that a band is a lot like a marriage. Normally, they have the same problems. You know, you're not spending enough time with me.
Yeah.
You know, or definitely, why are you talking to her? You know, like
stop talking to her, Declan.
I will say, I'm not gonna say, like, in what period, or because I don't want any of past bands or even current to feel called out. But there have been instances, because I have always been in multiple bands. Very few, very, very few instances where I have been solely in one band. If I've been in one, I've been in multiple at a time. Mm-hmm. Just because I have a lot of time and I like to have fun, and music's fun for me. I like to keep busy. I have been in bands before where, it's literally like a jealous girlfriend. Like, you show up to practice and...
Where were you at last night?
Yeah, you get the silent treatment, you know? And you're like, so are we going to practice? And they're like, I don't know. Are you going to go practice with so-and-so? And I'm like, you guys...
Saw you on their Instagram story.
Yeah, you're like, you guys know that I'm in another band. And or bands feeling jealous because one is progressing more than the other.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, and that issue usually falls with they feel you commit more to one band than the other.
Yeah.
And I mean, I feel like in those situations, it has been not me, but it's just the fact that when I get into a certain band and other people are a little more committed than others. Yes. There's always people who want to be in bands, or they want to say they're in bands, but they don't want to be in bands. I've been in bands before, and it's been a giant waste of time. Because, I mean, it really has. You know, I mean, I've been in, I've been on a lot of projects, man, where people say, yeah, we're committed, we want to do this. And
they realize how much work is involved.
Yeah, this isn't. This isn't partying, man. It sucks. Like,
it's a real hardworking thing. You got to put in the time, the effort. You got to put up with the drama and the crap.
Yeah, also we're not making money, man. Like, I've done stuff where I've lost out. I mean, I haven't made anything.
Lost money.
This last show I put on two local shows. This last show, the first show was an amazing turnout. We had almost 100 people show up for a local rock show. That's amazing. Technically, I lost $100 on that show because of all the money that had to go into it. And I mean, that's fine for me. I'm cool with that because I understand I'm not doing it for the money. I'm doing it for the fact that giving the town something to do and because of what could come from it.
Yeah.
And that's something that people don't understand.
I mean, more future shows, that's definitely something to look forward to.
Exactly,
I mean,
exactly.
No, you know, getting the recognition, getting the, hey, dude, these guys, you know.
And I put on, the second show that I put on was a heavy show, man. It was all metal bands. I mean, they were talking, they were heavy. And, I mean, we had 40 people show up in Muskogee, Oklahoma. 40 people show up to see a metal show. That's insane.
Yeah.
at a mall, at a rundown mall. That's nuts. And on that show, me and my business compadre lost about $200 because of everything we had to spend money on.
But it was worth it.
Yeah.
It
was worth it. I would do it all over again, exactly how I did it.
Well, and plus, it's like, the thing that I really admire about your band and other, like, local bands is, like, because a long time, Muskogee just wasn't really anything for the youth to be proud of.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Nothing like, to do.
It's lame and boring. But
not
then
much to do here.
Yeah, but then when you get local bands like Couchnaps or Blackout or Sabretooth or whatever that start coming out and like doing shows and stuff like that, and they like record it, they put it on their social medias, and they're like, they have this sense of like pride of like, look what my local town has.
Yeah, like and everybody is gonna have that. Like all the youth is gonna be like, yeah, like, and I mean that's, it's not flashy, it's not, but it's cool. And I mean that's, it's funny. It's the new. I always make jokes about the hipster crap. Because, yeah, I put on shows at a rundown mall. And the fact that it's in a rundown mall makes the show more cool. Because it's not an actual venue. I just ran out of spot.
Neither was that a... What was it? What is it called? The Action Bastards?
Yeah.
Yeah, theirs was, like, literally inside of a...
Yeah.
But like, that's the coolest little
shed.
Place I've ever seen.
And I mean, like, yeah. Like, he's, like, in a garage. Like,
I was like, dude, is there a bathroom? And he's like, yeah, there's a tree around back. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And that's another band I'm going to plug. The Action Bastards, dude... They work their ass off. They're awesome. So if you guys get the chance, check them out too. They're amazing. They're crazy.
I mean, they're cool dudes.
They're nuts.
They're cool
man.
Dudes. They had me up on the stage playing
too.
They
party hard, dude. They party so damn hard. They're awesome. They are punk through and through.
They are. You got any more questions?
No, I don't think of
it. I don't really have any more questions, you know, interview questions, so to say. Just, you know, like anything you want to say. Anything you want to, you know, say in before we move on.
As far as like music goes and things like that, please, please, please support local musicians in this time.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's really easy for everybody to go on Spotify and things like that and listen to these major artists The Weeknd and things like that. They have plenty of money. They have plenty of things to make it. There are a bunch of bands that were on the up and up who had to completely stop doors. I'm thinking of like, I'm going to name drop some local bands. The Noise Estate, awesome band. Please check them out. When the Clock Strikes, amazing band, local dudes. Great people. I mean, people who are big in the community. These dudes are on the up and up. They're on the coming up. They were going to start touring, and all of that has been put on hold. I know some specific people who quit their day jobs to start touring, and this shit happened.
Oh.
Please check out these local bands.
That's
yeah,
terrible.
Yeah, yeah. Noise Estate, When the Clock Strikes, Goodfella, Dark Values, all these bands, go check them out. You're going to find them. Please. I mean, this because they need it. They need this right now, man. So support local music, man.
We got a band together right now. Like support each other.
Yeah.
I mean,
got a band together
so
for the band.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Band together for bands.
Band for the band. There we go. Catchphrase. We got a movement started.
Yeah, band for the bands.
All right. So kind of moving into our topics for today, and some of these are some fan pick topics. Most of them are. So I'm glad that we got to explore y'all's interest a little bit.
Oh, real quick. I know I said I'm gonna put like an album for people to listen to every podcast.
You gonna do that right now?
Just go listen to Declan stuff, go listen to Couch Naps, go listen to all the bands that he said, and just like, yeah, jam out to them, rock out to them.
No more albums. Only local.
Only local stuff. Locals. We'll get local artists we shout out.
All right, so the topic that I kind of picked, just because like it kept on popping up a lot, and I was like, dude, you know what? I want to sit down and talk about this. This is cool. And so we're going to kind of merge into that, you know, the topic is Scooby-Doo. And you had opened up your show with... playing the Scooby-Doo theme song.
Yeah, the simple plan.
And you said that's something y'all usually do.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, we've
so
done that.
I'm telling you, dude, that is like my whole childhood in a mix right
and
there.
And I've just recently started rewatching the Mystery Incorporated.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Mystery Incorporated, it was a pretty good series.
Oh,
I liked
it. Two seasons,
I liked
but it was dope. It was dope.
Like, it kind of gave it more of a grown-up aspect.
Yeah,
I like how Fred,
yeah.
like, completely grew out a beard and a full-on long hair in, like, a short matter of time.
So where's the passion for Scooby-Doo coming from?
For me, it was as a kid, dude, I lived off the original movies, like the OGs, like Zombie Island.
Okay.
Dude, you guys saw the Scooby-Doo Zombie Island movie, right? The OG.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I have, dude, but
you
I
haven't.
I probably have because I mean I remember watching a whole bunch of Scooby Doo as a kid.
That was like the first time as a kid I ever experienced a plot twist. Where like because they ended up being real. Because you know Scooby Doo, it's always fake. Yeah, it's always fake. Not on Zombie Island. I hate to spoil it. Anybody, this movie came out like 2002, so like
it's on Netflix.
It.
I think.
Yes,
again.
Dude. Oh my god.
I just recently watched it again.
Yeah, I'll go back and watch that movie. It's so damn good. Yeah, and for like me, I grew up as a kid watching What's New Scooby Doo. They have the Simple Plan song. Yeah, and that's the song. Literally how that happened was one time we were just goofing off and I already knew this stuff. And James got up and just started singing it. And we were like, that'd be so fun to open with. So then we just started opening with it. Dude, I love What's New Scooby Doo.
I'm telling you, that is literally like majority of the people's childhood. I have so many blankets, shows, the Laugh Olympics. I got all of that.
The OG like movies, like I have like the VHSs still. Like
the VHSs?
Oh, yeah, the VHS tapes.
I have so many VHS, like Nemo and just like stuff like that.
Yes, or like the Nickelodeon, like Orange tapes, like the VHS tapes. Did you guys ever
have
those?
Yeah, I've seen those.
Like Rugrats and stuff, dude?
Yeah, Rugrats, that's the one I have.
Yeah, Scooby-Doo was the move, man. Even the OG one's good. Like, the 60s one.
Mm-hmm. So how do you feel about that new one?
I love the TV shows.
Like, the newest one?
Yeah.
I'm going to sound like an old head here.
The Scoob movie?
So much.
Yeah.
Is that out yet?
It's like Teen Titans Go. Yeah. Like, you just completely ruined it.
Yeah, like, ruined the whole legacy. Don't even get me started on Teen Titans Go, man.
I like that in the trailer for it when he was like, Scoob, do you know where we're at? And he was like, IKEA. And he was like, did you say IKEA? I was like, what? They cracked me up, dude.
It's so wild, man.
Yeah,
like,
I feel like the humor's just kind of changed in it.
That's because, like, I feel like humor as a whole is just devolved, man.
Yeah, especially,
you could show me a picture of a distorted couch and it'd be like, shit, and I would, like, laugh. I would die. like my level of, like, comedy is just so low.
Stonks.
Yeah, like, literally.
Stonks.
Like, what are we laughing at? A mannequin.
Yeah, like, literally, like, the, I don't know if you guys seen, like, the Yankee with no brim. Like, I was dying. Like, we were, literally, last night, me and my buddies were, like, cracking up at that. It's the stupidest
dude
crap.
I'm telling you, one that gets me every single time is the little mannequin. It was like I can't remember what it said. It said like a burglar breaking into my house, panic, and then it was like realizing it's against the law to take anything, calm.
Yes.
That just gets me every time. Like, what am I laughing at here?
I'm gonna say something that's kind of controversial. A lot of people disagree with me, but I think Vine ruined comedy.
Vine
yeah. Because think about it, Vines were funny. Everybody loved Vines, but it literally went from jokes or something that had, like, a good story to it.
It's kind of just, like, moving
and
on
then,
and
like,
on through the
generations. And then, like, a twist at a line, and then it just, like, makes the entire thing make sense, and it's funny. That's what comedy used to be. It used to be stuff that you would rehearse and then tell it, like, freaking dinner or something. But then when Vine came out, it's, like, 7 seconds, and so now we have rush comedy with memes where it immediately has to make you laugh.
Yeah, it has to say something immediately.
Dude, we had Vine, and then, you know, everybody's loving Vines now, and then TikTok came. I'm not going to lie. At first, like, I hated TikTok so much.
And then
I started seeing, like,
TikTok thoughts.
I started seeing, like, little ones that made me laugh. So I downloaded the app just to watch these certain people. But now I'm just sitting here scrolling through it all day.
Have you seen that guy that does, like, the Trump and Obama ones?
Yeah,
where
I got,
like
so
Obama
many of those
camping
downloaded.
Or stuff like that.
Jeez. He's like... No, the hide and seek one, that one cracks me up. He's like, we're in a place, it's a very popular place, nobody will find you. He was like,
it's probably the most popular place.
He was like, Donald, I see you behind the curtain. He was like, wrong. Just cracks me up, dude. Now, kind of moving back on topic, though, like, I guess I'd ask, like, I think Declan already kind of expressed his favorite. What is your all-time favorite movie?
My all-time favorite movie? Yes. That's so difficult, though.
Scooby-Doo movie.
Oh, Scooby-Doo movie?
Yes.
See, I don't know, because I always loved the shows way more because I could get more of it at once.
Yeah.
Are we counting the live-action movies, too?
Yeah, yeah.
The live-action movies, okay, thing about the live-action movies is they were, like, they're just iconic. You know what I mean?
Let's be honest. Let's be honest, man. Velma, bro. Whoop. Velma in the Scooby-Doo movies? Let's be honest. Damn. Like.
Have you seen her now?
Yeah.
Like,
still
on a La Llorona. Yeah, The Curse of La Llorona.
Yeah.
I'm a huge horror fan. So, like, when I saw her on that, I was like, wait on.
Whoa. Like,
is that... That's Velma.
Velma. Yeah, like, those movies were awesome, too. Like, I was literally on the drive.
You remember those ones from back, I think it was the late 90s when they had, like, the whole weird outfits and the weird, you know, modern kind of looking van?
I think memes from that.
Those are some, I like those. Like, it's kind of a different take on it, but those are definitely some. That's moving on to our next topic, because my favorite is Scooby-Doo and the Alien Invaders.
Okay, yeah.
That's one of my personal favorites.
That one was a major plot twist.
I got, like, so much I
got
to catch up on.
You got to check it.
Dude,
Scooby Doo is life.
Binge watch all these.
Dude, yeah, no, okay, the Alien Invaders one was nuts. Like, I remember watching this kid being like.
It was that and the one with the lightning bolt, dude.
Yeah, where they're
jumping
back
in time.
Yeah, they jump through time and, like, through the computer and stuff. They find out the magnet hurts him and stuff. And that's facts, because magnets will, like, destroy computers. I'm learning. Like,
knowledge.
Yo, what about the Kiss crossover, too? That was pretty dope.
Yeah, that's nuts.
No, those are great.
Oh, man. I think
all these movies that they're making now with the crossovers.
One that was really underappreciated.
Scooby-Doo and Batman.
Oh, yo.
Yeah.
Me being a huge Batman fan, I love that.
Didn't they have one with, like, Sam and Dean from Supernatural?
Yes.
Yeah, that was on
Supernatural
Season
13.
That's my favorite Supernatural episode. That's great.
I love it.
That was,
then, like,
amazing.
Like, Dean's all trying to hook up with
Yeah, that's great, dude.
Velma falls in love with
Sam, dude.
No, like, I feel like one that was really underappreciated was the witch one.
The witch one?
The witch hunt, you know, with the Hex sisters, dude?
Yes, I love
that. Oh,
sisters,
yeah,
man.
Dude, that movie is, like, you know, my taste in girls is, like, that's it's Scooby-Doo.
He said,
useful,
are you
going to
ruin my life? Yes, great.
He's like, bet, like, I'm there for
I'm
it.
I'm signing up right now.
You got to cast a spell on me, dude, like.
So, you have, like, very much, like, the rocker look.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, how many piercings do you have?
Uh-oh.
this is going to be a topic.
Best thing of the whole thing right here.
Yeah, because Gavin, I'm pretty sure Gavin already knows. Let's see. One, two, I have three. Do yours count?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have six piercings.
Okay.
It's about six more than I got.
Yeah, and I want more. I have, this is going to be funny because people are going to be like, what? I have my eyebrow, my left eyebrow for everybody who obviously can't see back at home. I have my septum. I used to have my side of my nose pierced, but I had to take it out. Both ears, I have my helix, which is the inside of the ear, and my left nipple is pierced.
Oh, no, that had to hurt.
Yes. Yeah.
So explain that. Yes. Explain, like, what that's like. How do they do it?
I want to step out for this part, guys.
How do they pierce your nipple? Okay. it's just like any other piercing. For anybody who's got piercings, obviously, it's just like any other piercing, except something I didn't expect is to... So, like, for any other, like, place... For instance, your, like, septum or something, they'll just, like, stick it through. Like,
yeah.
Or your earlobe, because it's hanging. Your nipple is,
So, do they have to get it, like, hard or soft or, like...
What the hell? What kind of question is that?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm just curious.
So, what happens is, and this was, like, alarming. I was like, oh, shit, okay. They have, like, medical-grade clamps.
Uh-huh.
And they literally grab your nipple.
Do I make you horny, baby?
they grab your nipple, and they pull it out, dude. Like, they extend it.
No.
So that hurts.
And, yeah, and, baby, yeah.
And you're like, oh, this isn't cool. And then they just stab you through the nipple, dude. And then you're like, ooh. And I'm going to tell you right now, like, the initial, like, stabbing, yeah, not fun. The healing process is the worst.
Because
you have to wear shirts.
Yeah.
You have to, like...
Just cut
you contact,
hole.
Dude. Sleep on your back. Like.
Yeah, when you shower and things, like, dude, like, it's nuts.
Did it take time to get used to it? You gotta catch it when you're showering
hell
or whatever?
Yeah, dude.
And...
Also, like, if you have a girlfriend or something and you go to, like, hug your girl, she sits on your lap, she's not paying attention, she's gonna hit it, dude. There have been multiple times where I'd got it caught on things, people would hit it. Yeah.
Mad
I'm not gonna lie though, it's one of my favorite piercings. I think it looks so cool. I love it, and because it's different. Not a lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, it was big. It's big for right now for girls to have their nipples pierced, but like guys, I feel like a lot of guys are really like iffy about stuff like that.
Yeah.
Especially piercings, they're like, oh, you're not supposed to.
I want not huge gauges, but I want to start getting gauges in.
Yeah, it's
like
kind of
like Seb's.
Yeah,
double zeros.
Yeah. See, like, and there's so many more piercings I want. Like I'm a little excessive. Like I know I'm gonna get my other eyebrow like on have two on one side.
Okay.
I kind of want my lip like in the middle. I want the tops of my ears. Like I want a lot of
pieces. I would never do it, but I've always thought like you would disturb the band Disturbed.
Yeah, the big ass.
David Draymond's
right there.
That's
huge though.
That's taking a chunk out of your skin.
I think it's so cool too because back when he had the ones that like went down like under his chin,
yeah.
When he would stand completely still, it literally looked like he just had rings. Like
my cousin, he used to. This was way back when he was like really, 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 you know, golf looking. I'm not going to drop his name. I don't know if he'll ever hear it, but I'm not going to call him out like that. But this dude, he had those, like, not just regular piercings, like, where they take the chunk out of your skin, like, dig a little hole and stick it in. He had those all over his face. Dermals. Yeah, yeah. That has to hurt, because it was, like, all over.
Because I kind of wanted the dermal underneath my right eye, like, the small little piercing, until I realized how they do it. It's literally a hole punch. Like, they hole punch the flesh out. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm good. It leaves a gnarly scar.
Dude, he had on his eyebrow, he had, like, a hole, and it wasn't, like, a skinny spike. It looked like a double zero for gauges, like,
jeez,
that you pulled through the stretcher.
Man.
It was, like, through one part of his eyebrow, out the other. Like, they had dug a hole and stuck it through his skin. Like, he gauged out his skin.
Cannot do it.
All right, we're going to get back on topic. We're not going to spend too much time on this one, because if we do, we're going to be here for hours. And y'all don't want to hear that. But what are y'all thoughts on aliens?
Aliens, you mean?
Aliens.
Nah, you said aliens.
Shut your mouth. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me.
Aliens. I mean, I'm not going to say it's out of the realm of possibility. I feel like I don't think they've ever had any contact with Earth. But, I mean, you think about you think about how many universes and different, like, galaxies and stuff we got out there. It's like, it wouldn't be too far-fetched to think there's somewhere out there some life. But, I mean, I don't think we have any evidence of it.
Yeah. What about you, Declan? What's your thoughts?
We're not alone.
You're not alone, so you're a strong believer?
Yeah, aliens are out there, man. I've never personally interacted with them. I don't know anybody who has.
See, I think there's things that aren't human that live on Earth, though.
It's Skinwalker, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. For sure.
Yeah, that's definitely stuff like I'm big believing in.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
For me, I wasn't really as strong. Like, I didn't really have any opinions on it until I watched this one specific YouTube video where it was one of those like animations where they gave you a diagram where they literally showed like, this is how far we can see with the telescope. This is like, there's a box, and then it was like, even this right here, this huge giant portion. This is like, yeah, this is a tiny speck in what we have.
Okay. Yeah.
I was like, yeah. Okay, well, if this is how big it is, something has to be
infinite.
There. Something else
has
to be there. Yes.
So you know what the ending of Men in Black, when it starts like going out of the galaxy
with the marble in the world?
Yeah,
dude,
and there's like
that's
these massive
sick.
Aliens
that's a
and
sick
our
thought.
Entire galaxies and these marbles. Like,
dude, there's this music video by this band called Born of Osiris, and it's literally like it shows like the universe, and it like zooms out, and it's like these massive like interdimensional beings, and they're like sitting all around, and then it's just like a galaxy within a galaxy, like, and we're like a speck in all of this.
Yeah,
like,
dude. You gotta wonder how far it goes.
Yeah,
I mean, like, it's crazy, but I'm with all that space, we can't be the only thing.
Yeah, no.
We can't. I mean,
so like, cause like I'm a Christian, but I'm like my view on it is a lot different than modern Christianity.
Yeah,
cause like with my deal is like I believe there's a God, but how many other things are there in between us and God? As far as beings, you know, because like there's so many, like, okay, for my deal is like we have so much evidence of a creator and a designer.
I mean,
but
like, it
it's
says,
like, who is the designer necessarily?
It says like itself that he, you know, made the earth. Like, for this for me, when I look at it, it's just like one, it's like a big experimentation. Like, hey, I got this popping off. Like who's to say he's only focusing like right there? Like, for me, I'm not gonna get into my religious beliefs because it's gonna cause you know, a big strife, and you know,
that's something
for a later time. Maybe we can have a whole episode devoted to it. But
for sure.
But definitely, it's just like, you know, if he's creating one world and he's watching us do this, who's to say he's not trying this out over here?
Well, yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Well,
we don't have to interact, but like, he didn't say either that we're the only ones.
Well, and I'm not a creationist. Like, I'm not an evolutionist either. I think there's just too much evidence against evolution, but I'm definitely not a creationist. The Earth has been around for far more than 6,000 years, and humans have been around for far more than 6,000 years.
So it's just kind of lost over the time.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, that's definitely, and, you know, one day I'm hoping that we can see, you know, other life forms from different places come down. Like, that can be, like, a huge moment for Earth, but, you know, for me, just personally, I strongly believe. And, you know, like I said, skinwalkers and Wendigos and stuff like that.
Sure.
That's definitely stuff I believe in. He said that's a whole other...
I'm native. Like, I'm native. My dad's native. And, I mean, like, dude, Or the little people, like...
The little people.
Yeah, man.
I remember one time I was with my mom on a hiking trail, and we saw... They were raccoon feet, but I was young enough that she was like, it's the little people. And I was like, what?
Like,
I almost died by a bear attack the other day.
What?
Okay.
Oklahoma.
Okay. Look. The scars. There's bears here everywhere, dude.
Okay.
Have you never
been
bear? I've been bear hunting. Okay. So we're down I think it was called Gentry Creek Cove. We're camping down there with my dad. And like I texted Severin this. There's like black bears, brown bears. There's all the bears, man.
I didn't know there were brown bears in there.
Fact! Bears beat... No. I'll circle that. But I'm outside. It's like more like 1, 2 a.m. And I'm outside. I get up and I go outside because in the camper, my dad's like, hey, you know, I don't really want y'all using this bathroom. There's a bathroom right over there. So I'm like, okay. So I get up and I walk out. And I'm walking down the little road because I didn't want to have to walk like directly across the campsites and go to the bathroom. So I'm walking in the road and I hear rustling. I just stop instantly. I'm like, no, 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 no. And then I know it was a bear because I've been bear hunting. I've heard, you know, everyone knows the bear snort, you know, the bear growls. And I heard that just out of my flashlight's, like, beam. And I wasn't about to step any closer. And I just hear it, and it was, like, making its noises at me. And you know, it's like, bro, I'm going
to
kill you.
Suddenly you didn't have to go to the bathroom
anymore. No, suddenly I was just
like,
all gone.
You're like, I'm done.
Suddenly
I already
really,
did.
So it just got really warm.
Yeah. I'm just standing in place, kind of just waiting for it to move on. And I'm like, dude, this bear is going to kill me. I'm dead.
You're retarded. You got to know if it's a black bear or a
brown
bear.
Shut up.
Because if it's a black bear, you get all like,
get big.
You yell at black bear.
So anyways, just listen.
Brown bear, you just accept
it. It starts, I hear rustling, but the rustling isn't going into the woods. It's coming like out towards me. And I was like, no. So I turn around and I just start running. I'm booking it down the road. And I hear the giant thumping behind me. And I was like, if I'm running, it's going to kill me. So I turn around. I just start screaming, waving my flashlight. And I'm like, just all of a sudden I just hear it take off into the woods. And I was like, dude, I'm dead. I got so scared I walked.
Yeah.
It was a bear. I swear. I put it on my life. It was a bear. Because of snorting. So I don't know if it was like a baby, a mama, or what, but I know it was a bear for fact.
Some guy doing lots of coke in the woods.
Yeah, he's just high.
Hyena. Flower. No. So I walk all the way around the campsite just to go to the bathroom. I hear something else and I was like, great, it's another bear. But it took off directly into the woods and I made it safe and I'm here today and not dead by a bear. So that's my story of almost dying by a bear attack, guys.
Interesting. God, that's right, been a very
all right, Michael. What's your fact of the cast? You said this week we'd hear something about llamas. I'm expecting something about llamas.
Llamas can die of loneliness.
Look that up, Nick.
That's true. That's true. A fact. Because my dad told me that before. If you ever buy a llama, you have to get a dog. You have to buy two or get a dog or something for it to.
That's fact.
Llamas make great guard animals. They're pack animals. People use them to guard livestock.
Dude. I'll just be a llama then, because I'm dying of loneliness over here.
Oh, man. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. There's no hope for you, Gavin. You're already gone.
He said, that's it. You're done. Man, just gone. Llamas, dude. What are some of y'all's favorite podcasts?
So there's one podcast that I love called the Misfits Podcast.
Yeah, you've been telling me about that. I still have yet to check it out.
And also of the Lunch Club Podcast.
Lunch Club, what's that about?
They're gamers. They talk about whatever.
Not about lunch. But disappointing.
It kind of came out this past week that the main kind of main host of the Misfits Podcast was sleeping with the main host of the Lunch Club's podcast girlfriend.
Oh no.
Oh, dude, that's the whole Call Me Carson stuff.
Yeah, Call Me Carson and Fitz. Yes.
Yeah. I've seen about all this beef.
And
oh,
they're not saying anything. It's like, just say something.
Yeah,
explain.
Everybody knows. Yeah, everybody knows what's going on. They're not talking about it. Yeah.
And then Ryan,
wait for it. Dairy.
Ryan P's trying to like cover their backs, and she's like, just let him say it.
Yeah, just talk about it, man.
Like, what about you, Doug? What's your favorite podcast?
So I'm gonna catch a lot of shit for this. I didn't start listening to podcasts until I listened to your guys' podcast.
So our podcast is your favorite podcast?
Currently,
that's safe to say.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Hey. There we go. Favorite podcast right here. Except guys, drop the link for that podcast. It's really cool.
I'm a musician. I've always just drove around and listened to music. I was always like, why would I drive around listening to podcasts when I can just listen
for
to music?
For me, so. I have to be listening to music.
I also like my podcast.
I don't have Bluetooth or aux, so I just have this.
Yeah,
all these CDs.
I was like,
and I get mad anxiety if I'm not playing music while I'm driving.
Well, no, I was like, because when you guys asked me to be on the podcast, I was like, oh, you know, okay. But I want to listen to the pilot. So I was coming back from Telequal, and I put your guys' podcast on, and literally, like, it made the drive go faster than if I was listening to music.
Yeah.
Like, I was amazed. I was like, oh, damn, like, I really like this. I didn't think I would.
Yeah, we were really, the vibe on the first episode was so vibing, smooth. And then we got in here, and it got kind of a little more serious, and, you know, picked up a little bit. So I'm kind of glad to a point that we had to retake.
Yeah.
But I'm also, you know, we're going to release that later on. We're going to, you know, that's going
to
be a sneak preview.
We're going to have, like, a blooper
Michael
cast.
Wants to make people... like pay for it.
Oh yeah.
We don't know yet, but that's definitely, y'all are gonna get to hear that with the my brother screaming in the background and me yelling at him. Wrap it up.
Yeah, I think we're
all right. So we're down to our last couple topics. Last topic actually. So
my favorite podcast is the No Sleep Podcast.
Declan,
if you're new to podcasts.
Okay. I have listened to a little bit of that with my buddy Cody.
I showed Severin that, and Severin's listening to it now. Michael likes it.
And I played it for my mom.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's a great, you know, it's just, for people who don't know what it is, I'd say it was like a horror movie, a set of horror movies for blind people. Like, that's basically, no, I mean, they're narrating, they got voices, music.
I mean, you know, that's just how it'd be.
It's great.
That's just how it used to be.
Great.
You know, World of Wars?
Yeah.
You know, that was originally a radio show.
It was?
Yeah, and fun fact about that is when they first played that radio show, people didn't realize it
was a show. No, I remember that. I remember that.
People didn't realize it was a show. They thought that it was actually happening.
I remember hearing one of the episodes.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so there's definitely that. And then I love Trevor Wallace, guys. Like, he's one of my favorite dudes.
Yeah, because you brought him up on the last
podcast. I'm always sending Declan links to his stuff, and then Michael.
Trevor Wallace and Trade Lees, I love
him. So he has a Stiff Socks podcast, is his podcast. And he just did one with Young Gravy, and I was, like, so surprised for it. I absolutely love that podcast.
Young Gravy's the GOAT, man. Young Gravy, if you ever hear this podcast, let's collab. I love you.
Yes, dude.
Let's collab, bro.
Yeah, also come on the podcast.
Yeah, Bert Kreischer's podcast is good. Chris D'Elia's podcast is good. I love comedians, and so I love their podcast.
Yeah, definitely, if I have to say check out a podcast, it's going to be the No Sleep Podcast, but Stiff Socks is good, too.
Such a name.
Yeah, that is a name.
It's a bunch of humor, man. So we've reviewed the fact check of the day, and it turns out llamas do die of loneliness. Yeah, that's sure. Depressing. So last topic, people want to know, what kind of YouTubers do we watch? What kind of stuff are we into?
I mean, I watch the Misfits, but now I'm kind of worried too.
You like Swagger Souls, don't you?
Oh yeah, I love Swagger
Souls. I was with a kid last night, and he was showing me a bunch of the videos, and it was kind of funny because it was a high and drunk compilation. I was sitting there listening, and then He was like, all right, guys, I'm going to go make my mustard sandwich, and if you watch it, you'll know what else he did. Oh, it was just hilarious.
Critical.
So what y'all's favorite, Critical?
Yeah, have you guys watched Critical?
No, I don't know
his YouTube channel is like Penguins something, but he goes by Critical. He is hilarious, dude. He started out playing really, really, really crappy video games and doing commentary on them.
Oh, yeah.
He says the most hilarious shit just off the top of his head. Like, this man, no scripts.
Real improv-based comedy.
Just off
That's
the top of the
love.
Dome, he says, like, the craziest stuff. And he used to play all these crappy games, and now he does all these, like, he's almost like a commentary YouTuber now.
Okay.
He does reviews of stuff, movies and things like that he likes, and, like, he'll keep people up to date. And he has a podcast, too. And he does live Twitch streams and stuff like that. And, dude, he's fucking hilarious. You guys got to check out Critical.
For sure.
Oh, my God.
All right. For me, let's see. Like I said, Trevor Wallace, dude. I'm always watching his stuff on YouTube. I watch a lot of different stuff.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, just the majority of the ones I actually search and not look in recommendations for, it's going to be Trevor Wallace. And then there's a guy named Luna. And I don't know if any of y'all know what that is.
That sounds familiar.
I played a video for you the other day.
Yeah, it must be.
What Luna does is he tells these story times about his life, and they're usually really freaking funny. He'll do, like, you know, like, he was followed by a stalker, dude. This weird, I don't know if it was real or it was just, like, trying to get some hype, but it was freaking funny because he was like, yo, meet me here tomorrow. And then, like, he'd leave a note, and he's like, nah, dude, meet me here tomorrow. And it's just, he finally caught up with him. Caught it with the stalker, and the stalker was like, yeah. He was like, dude, that's messed up. Like, you really freaked me out. And he was like, yeah, I'm sorry. And I was like, what?
We're smarter
sorry,
than a pedophile.
Sorry I stalked you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Luna, dude, he plays games while he's telling his stories. So, I mean, you're just sitting here watching this weird game with a knife where he's, like, jumping, going through portals. I don't know what that is. You know what that is?
Okay, so, like that's like Raccoon Eggs.
Raccoon Eggs. Yeah. He's hilarious.
Yeah. I don't know what game that is, but he's just sitting here, like, jumping through
Raccoon
portals.
Raccoon Eggs is the YouTuber. Yeah, he plays and he talks.
Are you thinking of CSGO Surf, maybe?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? I don't know. I have no clue. But, I mean, definitely he's funny, dude. Michael, your YouTubers?
I said the Misfits. And then, like, Raccoon Eggs and just people in the front group. I just love that style of comedy. Yeah. Like, that's what
I mean, those are definitely all channels to check out.
Yeah. Like, I also watch some, like, music stuff, too. Like, Davey504. He's a bassist.
Yeah, I love Davey, dude.
Oh, my God, dude. His content's so good.
I like how, like, lately he's been making, like, little scripts into it. Like, at first he was just playing songs, and then now he's kind of, like, scripts into it.
And now he's got, like, a whole persona. Yeah.
I hate when people are like, yo, like, smash the like button, give me a subscribe, even though I'm doing it with my own stuff. But he's always like, slap like now. And I'm like, it's like, he cracks me up.
You can't not. You're like, okay, I will. I promise.
Dude, when he did some reveal, and he was like, reveal at so many subs. And then he did it, and he was like, I am Ricardo, and then he was dancing. I was like, whoa!
Oh my god, I love it, dude.
That stuff was crazy. All right, guys, we're coming down into our last couple minutes, and we're about to wrap this up.
I got one remaining question. We want to do this thing where we give our guests a gift.
Yes.
And it's a specific thing. It'll be the same for every guest. But what do you prefer, beef or chicken ramen?
Beef.
Beef.
Yeah, dude, you're getting some beef ramen now, man.
Beef ramen.
Goals. And
a Catholic prayer candle.
For your music sessions, man.
Hell yeah, man. I'm here for it.
Dude, I'm gonna take a picture and put it on the Instagram real quick. Declan with his freaking prizes. Alright, guys. That'll be uploaded later. And you guys, I'll upload that after I upload the podcast, so it's not like just random picture just sitting there. I mean, Declan has been great having you, dude.
Absolutely,
it's been great,
man,
with the music.
Meeting you. You're for real just like a super chill.
Declan's big
dude,
chill.
Like,
guys, I appreciate it. I really appreciate you guys having me on.
Absolutely.
Dude, I mean, I couldn't think of anyone better for the first guest.
Yeah, like legit. This has been a blast.
You know, like I said, the podcast is brand new, so we've already got the kind of feel for me and Michael's alone sessions, but you know, this is helping us get a feel of how these guest sessions go.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Definitely. It was real fun time, you know, just this is what we're planning
definitely
to do.
Have to
just
have you back on as well.
Sit down, talk, chill, promote.
Absolutely.
All right, man.
All right. Anything you want to say to the fans?
Any
one
plugs?
Last shout out.
One thing I want to plug. You guys talked about Minecraft last time.
Yes.
So when you guys talked about Minecraft, that totally like, since there's no concerts going on right now, there's this band called American Football.
Yeah.
I'll be quick about this. They're a Midwestern emo band, super sad boy stuff. So good, though. They are putting on a show in Minecraft.
What?
Yes. I mean, the future is now. There's a festival. They're calling it, their most popular song is called Nevermint. So they're calling the show Nethermint.
Okay.
And it's American Football. It's a bunch of these other bands. They're all getting together on this Minecraft server.
That is crazy.
If you look up Nethermint, you will be able to find the show, and you can connect through Java. And if you can't connect through Java, then you can watch it on Twitch live stream.
Yo, that is awesome.
Dude, they just released a map because of the quarantine and stuff, where it's like a real town. They have a preset town. You got like farms, cars, drivable cars, all this stuff for like people to meet up on and actually like hang out.
That's
that's really cool.
Yep. Minecraft's awesome.
Yeah, well, anyways, the Minecraft's awesome. Declan, it has been a real pleasure having you on, man. That music was great. You really got me with it.
Everybody go listen to his stuff, man. We'll have links in there. Just go check him out.
No,
hopefully,
you know, this just blows up when this drops, man. Hopefully you get some good recognition
you
for your music.
It, man. You
couldn't figure out the word. All right, guys. Well, we appreciate y'all, and we thank y'all, and tune in next week for something cool. All right, see ya.